The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The European Court of Justice, which has ruled that Apple has to pay Ireland that 13 billion euro that has been held in escrow for nearly 10 years now. I'm joined by Emmett Ryan, freelance technological journalist, and our own head of our business editor, Joe Lynham. Emmett, let me start with you. This has been through a multiplicity of court proceedings. Are we now at the end game of this? Can this be appealed anywhere else?
It appears to be the actual end, finally, Anton. So there was a chance, if one of the rulings that came out today, that it could have gone to another court, but this appears to be the final level. So there was three possibilities coming into this morning. One, the ECJ could have ruled that it should be thrown out entirely. The second was what we got today, obviously, which is that it should be enforced entirely. And the third, which was a potential appeal, which would have sent it back down to a lower court to reassess it. Both the lower court option, which seemed to be the favoured one in terms of what was expected coming in, and obviously the throwing it out were the preferences of the Irish government and Apple. But obviously the big, well, not big, but the mini surprise was that the original ruling by the commission made 8 years ago now, Anton, is going to be enforced.
And that ruling is that 13 billion euro transfers from Apple to us in respect of taxes, which should have been charged, according to the ECJ, to Apple at the time.
That's correct. Now, it's probably gone up a little bit with interest because it has been held in escrow, so the exact number isn't clear, but it's above 13 billion now is the one thing we're certain of. So essentially, Apple ran what were considered stateless corporations in Ireland. Apple's contention was it had paid the tax separately elsewhere already, and this was a case of double taxation. The type of corporation Apple had at the time no longer exists in Ireland. They've been basically removed from being allowed to exist by the government here. But in terms of the damage that this causes, in reality, any damage that was going to be done has already been done in terms of the reputation with the Commission and relations with Europe. Apple, obviously, in 2016, their situation was a bit different to what it is now, in that when you look at sort of, you know, we've had Brexit, we've had GDPR come in, there is less of a reason for Apple to go off in a huff now, essentially, and say, well, if you're not letting us keep this money, we're just going to leave. There are more incentives now for them to stay on this continent because of what they have to do with data, and obviously because of the situation in the UK not being optimal for them as well. So realistically, it's a reputational damage for the government, but most of the hit that will be there will be felt domestically in Ireland. Obviously, we've seen people already work out how many Leinster House bike sheds this works out at. It's about 36 or 37,000. So that's where we're going to see most of the reputational damage for the government here.
Well, Joe Lynham, maybe you might pick up on that with the analysis of the implications, because on the financial side, the implications are obvious and very positive. On the reputational side, possibly not so much.
No, I wonder whether the other big tech companies here, Anton, you know, Microsoft and Google and maybe even some of the pharmaceutical giants might be a little bit angry that the law thinks that there was some sort of sweetheart deal between one company, Apple in this case, and the Irish government. And they'll be wondering, well, why didn't we get a sweetheart deal? Because the one thing the Irish government has always trumpeted is transparency, i.e. it's 12.5%, soon to be 15%, across the board. No exceptions. There's no 7% for one company and there's no 20% for other companies. So no matter what your size, you're paying the same rate. So that will be the concern in Merrion Street, I would suspect, at the moment. I have reached out to the government to see if they've got any thoughts. I'm sure they will share their thoughts later on. Between you, me, Anton, I wonder whether there's a little bit of performative nature about this, i.e. that the government stood beside the big tech giant that is Apple in legal terms, but now it might be quite glad to take the 13.2 billion euro.
What of Emmett's point that some of that reputational damage was already priced in as soon as all of this case started?
I think that's pretty true. This case was launched by Margrethe Vestager, the outgoing competition commissioner in 2016. The money was put into escrow. I understand it's in the form of government bonds rather than cash. So there'll be coupons owing to that as well. So it might end up being closer to 14 billion at the end of the day. This is a very big win for Margrethe Vestager, who was kind of slapped on the knuckles by the lower court, the general court. And now she has a huge win as she's going out the door for the behaviour of tech giants. It's not the only win today. In fact, Google will have to pay 2.4 billion euros in their case over price comparison search results. We had Kelku on the show, which brought the case against Google many, many years ago as well.
Emmett Ryan, to go back to you, at this point, has Apple said anything?
still been quiet, and Apple famously tends to be very choice when it speaks, is the best way of describing it. I'm sure privately it's already been having multiple discussions internally, but also with the Irish government about what its next moves are. Apple, though, will have priced in the possibility of having to pay this $13 billion. Obviously, they've already put the money in escrow, so they haven't had access to this money for 8 years themselves. So they will have priced in somewhat that they won't be getting this money back, essentially. There is also potential as well to bear in mind, because back when Vestager made that first decision back in 2016, or announced it, rather, it wasn't an automatic certainty that $13 billion was going to the Irish Exchequer. The Commission was going to argue about it should possibly be taxed on other jurisdictions based on where Apple did the business. So we may yet see what happens with that. As it stands, it looks like the $13 billion plus whatever has been added on while in escrow will go to our exchequer, but that isn't 100% yet.
Emmett, thank you very much. That is Emmett Ryan, freelance technological journalist. And I think, Joe, you have a statement in front of you.
Yeah, Apple have just released their statement. This case has never been about how much tax we pay, but which government we are required to pay it to. The European Commission is trying to retroactively change the rules and ignore the previous decisions taken as required under international tax law. Our income has already been subject to taxes in the US, which I think Emmett was making reference to. We are disappointed with today's decision, as previously the General Court reviewed the facts and categorically annulled the case.
That's and this is rooted in the suggestion that this is a double taxation matter rather than a sweetened deal matter.
Yes. Apple will probably won't say this on the record, but they have, in this case, claimed that they've already paid $20 billion in the US on this money. So it looks to them like double taxation, but there's no appeal.
What does it mean for their relationship with us? Because Apple pays a huge chunk of our very significant corporation tax every year. Are they likely to be embittered in relation to the relationship with the Irish government?
That's the known unknown. The matter has been around for 8 years. I suspect right now Merrion Street is on the phone to Apple to say, listen, guys, let's all be friends about this. The other question that we have to think about is, what does Ireland do with the money? Does it pay down the national debt and reduce future interest payments on that debt? Or does it put into one of the three new sovereign wealth funds which have been announced? Interestingly enough, the budget is in 3 weeks and we will know a little bit more about that.
Are we constrained in any way with what we do with it? Or does it simply go into the big giant pile of general exchequer funds and the government can use it as they wish?
There's no constraints. The money is now theirs. I'm not sure they'll get all of that money. I think Apple will say, well, some of it might be owed to other jurisdictions, but that will be a discussion between the Irish and Apple, and the European Commission won't be involved.
So that means that as we come up on the budget, already having running a significant surplus and being in the money, there's now an additional 13,000 million to play with.
And a few children's hospitals and doll bike sheds.
How many? 36,000 doll bike sheds?
37,000 doll bike sheds at OPW prices.
Joe, thank you very much. That is our business editor, Joe Lynham. And thanks as well to Emmett Ryan, freelance technology journalist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.